Programme. Before that, though, the government is not considering the installation of HEPA air filters in schools and other indoor settings based on expert advice from the HSE, according to Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly. He told Primetime last night that the advice at the moment is that CO2 monitors and opening windows to allow circulation of air is the way to go. In March, the expert group on the role of ventilation in reducing transmission of COVID-19, to give it its full title, said standalone HEPA filter devices may be useful in reducing airborne transmission in spaces with insufficient ventilation. The chair of that group is John Wenger, Professor of Chemistry at University College Cork. A very good afternoon to you, Professor Wenger, and thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
Hi, Brian.
Now, you've been offering advice in a series of reports over the last period of time to government. So you are the, to give you your title, the expert group. What are you, the expert, saying about the application and the protection that the HEPA filters, these air filters, can offer?
Well, first of all, what we're saying is that ventilation is the primary measure here because this allows the air to be diluted of the virus. Okay, so ventilation is a primary measure. But when there is insufficient ventilation, then we need to look at something else. Normally, we would look to provide a fix for that ventilation, but that can take time and money to install. And so these portable air cleaning devices called HEPA filters are a great interim solution. You can buy them off the shelf and you can put them in the room and they remove the virus from the air. And they add to the effect that ventilation gives. So they help to remove the virus from the air.
So they don't change the air in the room. They're not acting as ventilators in that way, conditioning the air, but they are cleaning the air that is in the space.
Correct. They're quite a basic device really, but something about the size of a suitcase, you plug it in. It's got a fan which sucks in air, which passes through a very efficient filter. It's called a high efficiency particulate air filter, which removes up to 99.97% of particles, whether they be dust or pollen or bacteria or viruses, removes them very efficiently, and then pushes clean air back into the room. So if it's placed in a room, it would take in air from all of the room over a period of time.
Now, that's interesting because I think Philip Nolan in the NEFID briefing yesterday, their advisor, was saying that there's a limited enough application to their use because if they're in the corner of the room, they're not going to capture, if you like, all the air that's in circulation.
Well, that's not true because we know that virus particles are so small, they can move around in the air and they can fill up a whole room if there's no ventilation, especially. The analogy that we've been using for quite some time now is that the virus particles move around like smoke. And we know that smoke can spread through the room. We experience that more often. The virus particles are invisible, okay? But we can think of them in the same way. Mm-hmm. And so that a HEPA filter on the other side of the room will still work. You know, it may take longer if it's longer to take in the particle if it's further from the source, but it will still do it over time.
So, and they're particularly appropriate in situations where it's not possible to get good natural ventilation. I'm thinking of school classrooms in the middle of winter, for example.
Exactly. And we've seen numerous reports over the last weeks and months where schools have CO2 monitors now, thankfully, and they're tracking ventilation, but they're seeing that they're in the red zone despite windows and doors being open. And these are the sorts of areas that would benefit most from a HEPA filter.
So were you surprised then, John Wenger, when you heard the minister say last night that his expert advice is that at the moment anyway, there isn't a role for these air filters in, for example, school settings?
Our group was appointed specifically to provide advice on ventilation and related measures like filtration. We put on our report and we've been communicating with the senior officials group in government over the last months. So all of a sudden to take advice from somewhere else, which is different, does seem a bit odd to me.
So what would you say then to the minister, presumably as this remains, I guess, under constant review?
HEPA filters have a role to play. They will certainly benefit rooms that are poorly ventilated, especially some classrooms. I mean, think about a classroom situation in primary school. Not only are they poorly ventilated, the people up until recently are not wearing masks and they're unvaccinated. So that really is a high-risk environment for those people. And so they should be prioritised if there is a move towards installing HEPA filters in schools. But for sure, I mean, they would work anywhere in principle, but they are most beneficial in areas that are poorly ventilated.
John Wenger, chair of the expert group on the role of ventilation in reducing the transmission of COVID-19. Thank you for that.